Good morning. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. An unassuming warehouse off Route 63 in Harleysville, Pennsylvania, contains one of the world's largest collections of vintage electronic music gear, crammed with amps, synthesizers, guitar pedals, and mixing boards. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the Electronic Museum Education and Preservation Project tells the history of when rock and roll went electric.
The former wholesale food warehouse in Harleysville is crammed floor to ceiling with vintage gear, mostly from rock and roll's classic era, 1960s and 70s. Drew Rayson is not exactly sure how much stuff is actually in here, but the executive director of the Electronic Music Education and Preservation Project, or EMEAP, estimates it has 2,000 or 3,000 pieces, and each one tells a story.
Here's a Sennheiser vocoder that belonged to Kraftwerk. A nice piece over here, this is Christy McVie's Honer pianette from Fleetwood Mac. She would go through these things very quickly. And we're standing in front of Ray Manzarek from The Doors, his transonic system, which is sitting in front of one of the Led Zeppelin units that was out on their 1969 United States tour. There's this band called Yes, and Rick Wakeman is the keyboard player from Yes. And we're standing in front of a display of his Hammond organ that he used to record the record Fragile, which included the big hit Roundabout. So when you hear the keyboard solo on the song Roundabout, that's the actual organ that he played on that.
The centerpiece of EMEAP is the Moog system that Keith Emerson used on stage while touring with Emerson, Lake & Palmer for 40 years. One of the staff members here, Vince Papillo Jr., demonstrates it. EMEAP is a nonprofit created by Papillo's father, Vince Papillo Sr., to maintain the collection of electronic gear he has been amassing for 20 years now. He says EMEAP has become known as a repository of vintage gear that will preserve and use it for educational purposes.
And that's what I committed to the Emerson family, that we wouldn't put it in a closet someplace and not let the world use it. Now, don't get me wrong, they didn't give it to us. You know, I had to buy it. But, you know, it was either we preserved it and or it was going to wind up at, you know, an auction house someplace.
The collection spans from early analog synthesizers of the 1940s to the late 1980s. That's when digital keyboards and computer software began to dominate the market. Papillo's collection is strictly analog, which is why Wally DeBacker is attracted to it. Known internationally by his stage name, Gautier, he sits on EMEAP's advisory board and says there's lots of potential in these obsolete machines.
I've felt over the years that instruments that are more untapped, that still have more of this dormant potential, I think have so much more possibility for adding to the richness and diversity of the culture.
You can hear that richness in Gautier's hit song, Somebody That I Used to Know, which gets its unique sound from a xylophone, a sample from a 1960s Latin jazz nylon string guitar, and an African drum.
The general energy of the world tends a little bit these days towards a homogenizing energy. On the one hand, there's been all these fantastic things that have come from the democratization and the miniaturization and economization of electronics. But perhaps sometimes over the years, that's made us blind to the fact that there's also this homogenizing pull.
EMEAP plans to make its vast collection of gear available to musicians. Right now, it's completing construction of a recording studio so visitors can experiment with the eccentric machines and maybe tease new sounds from this old gear. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.